he minded the hard work, and never he heeded the lure of quitting it all for a life on the dole and using the booze as a cure. For if you're not born as an earl or a prince, your pride in your work is your crown. So it's rolling up sleeves and standing on end, your life on the shipyards didn't wreck Mr. Brown. Never she minded the hard work, which comes as the price for the smile on the face of a child. But that's all it would take to make all her toil worth the while. Back then, without nannies and washers and such, a mother's life never slowed down. From midnight to midnight it was standing on end, yet raising five bairns didn't a fash Mrs. Brown. There was all the hard work, there were some nicks and dents inflicted as time slipped away. All the children grew up and the house got paid off, and the pension took over the pay. Now it looked like there would be some time left to sit and simply enjoy a sundown, or catch up on vacations and shift down a gear, and the life with some leisure looked good for the Browns. Some things never change, that much never fails. The children had kids of their own. But times are a-changing, these days it won't work if one parent tends them alone. With both parents working for want or for need, the space for the bairns narrows down. Well, the grandparents look like they're bored, so quite soon there was hard work galore once again for the Brooms. Now the schedule is tighter than ever before, kids walk in and out all day long. Their parents too busy to stop for a chat or notice that something is wrong. There's hardly a thank you, nor rarely a smile. More often than not, there's a frown. And the grandparents say, no, we can't take them now. Raising nine grandkids sure wears down the Browns.